Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in 1585, a group of 100 English settlers landed on an island off the coast of North Carolina. But 5 years later, they had all disappeared. The only clue was one word carved into a wall. Scott Dawson is the author of The Lost Connolly and Hatteras Island, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Scott.
Afternoon.
So what was the island that the settlers first arrived on?
Well, the settlers first came in 1584 to the island of Croatoan, which is Hatteras Island today. And then later they moved their operations to Roanoke Island, which is an island about 50 miles north, because they got into a war with a Native American tribe called the Secotan, who lived near Roanoke.
Right. Okay. And it was in Roanoke that they disappeared from.
Yeah, Roanoke is where they disappeared from. But the story is kind of buried in mythology. It's a pretty straightforward answer as to what happened. But it just took some professionals actually looking in the place where the colony said they went, which the real mystery is why it took so long for that to happen.
But yes.
We started doing archaeology on Croatoan, which is Hatteras Island, and it's clearly marked on the maps, and they give the latitude and everything in the 16th century. So we have always known where that was. And the American Indian tribe, Croatoan, have always maintained that that's what happened. So we started digging in the Croatoan Indian village, and lo and behold, we ended up finding 16th century English artifacts, and even where their houses were built and where their blacksmith shop was, and everything was right there where they said it was.
But in the intervening period, all sorts of myth and conspiracy theories, had they grown up about these people and where they disappeared to?
Oh, exactly. That's not unique. That happens all the time. Just north of here is Jamestown, and I'm sure you've heard of Pocahontas, and
yeah,
probably 90% of what you heard is not true.
Yes.
It's one of those things like Billy the Kid or Blackbeard. There are lots of examples in history where you have real history, and then Hollywood gets a hold of it, and then you're forever trying to, well, historians are forever trying to explain to the public what really happened versus all of this other stuff that grows out of it. And this is just another example of that. So, yeah, there's a lot of like kooky things floating around out there. But the reality of it is they assimilated with the Indians on Croatoan. And I think part of what happened is, you know, in the 1930s, there's a very popular outdoor play that began called The Lost Colony. President Roosevelt was there. It was a big deal. And in the 30s, North Carolina was still segregated. We're still segregated until the 60s. So had they ended the play with the colony, you know, the birth of America, just assimilating and intermarrying with Indians, they would have ripped the stage down. They weren't going to have that. So racism plays a role. But then what I think happened is historians got lazy, because reading the 16th century primary sources is very difficult, the way that the letters were different and everything. So they just looked at what historians from the 30s had written down, and those were tainted with racist bias and this and that. So the story kind of, I'm not making excuses for them. I'm just trying to figure out how was something so obvious and straightforward, did it take this long for people to, you know, put the theories through the science and dig them up?
Yeah.
But I don't really know the answer to that, but
yeah,
we did, and we found them.
And presumably then the descendants of these people would they still be living in the area?
They're probably all over the world at this point. My own family shipwrecked on the island about 300 years ago, and they also intermarried with the Indians. And I have a twin brother who lives in Japan. So if I'm a descendant, so is he, and he's in Japan. So they're probably all over the world at this point.
Now, the chap who had discovered their disappearance, so to speak, was a fellow called John White. He'd led them there, then he went off, and then he came back some years later. What happened to him?
He died in Ireland, actually. He only lived another 3 years. So, unfortunately, John White, the governor, he's a fantastic artist as well. When he left the colony in 1587, he wanted to come back in 1588. But that's when the Spanish Armada hit, and they held all of the ships, all the big ships anyway, were stayed at England. And then the next year he tried to come out and they got attacked by the French. Actually, they attacked the French and they won this ship-to-ship battle, but he was wounded. He was stabbed in the head with a pike and shot in the butt and slashed in the side with a sword. And he never fully recovered from that. So he just lingered on for another 3 years and he died. But the following year in 1590, he basically hitchhiked with pirates and they went to the Caribbean and slit throats and stole gold and did what pirates do. And they kind of reluctantly let him check in on the colony. And when they were on their way to Roanoke, a bunch of them drowned crossing the inlet. So they were very irritated with him, and they didn't want to keep on with his journey. But he said, come on, I've seen the clear message, Croatoan. I know where that is. Because the English had been going and had a relationship with the Croatoan for years. And they tried to go down there, and they were hit by a hurricane. They lost all their anchors except for one. And back then, with the square-rigged vessels of the 16th century, they needed anchors when they would get close to land. These ships, basically, in layman's terms, they don't make tight turns. Mm-hmm. So they had to take the side anchors out, and guys would row in a raft with oars and like tug on ropes to pull the ship around. And because of their lack of anchors, and because people had drowned, and because these pirates really didn't give a darn, they kind of outvoted him, and they left. Even though they knew where they were, they left and they tried to go back to England. They ended up wrecking in Ireland. So
that was the end of him. Scott, yeah. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Scott Dawson there. The name of his book is The Lost Colony and Hatteras Island.
Moncrief on News Talk.